People gathered for a fourth night of demonstrations Wednesday night, decrying the police shooting Sunday of Jacob Blake. He's the African-American man who was shot in the back 7 times, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's shooting sparked protests in Kenosha and other cities. On Tuesday, the protests turned deadly as someone openly carrying a gun shot and killed 2 people in the crowd and injured a third. WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports.
Midday on Wednesday, Kenosha area officials held a news conference to address the fatal shootings Tuesday night and the arson and vandalism that sprouted up in the city over the past few days. Here's Mayor John Antaramian.
Violence in the community is not acceptable. Violence to property, violence to people, absolutely unacceptable. And it is up to us to make sure that that does not continue.
Antaramian made the statement the day after 2 people were killed and another seriously injured while protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Authorities have arrested Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old white teen from Antioch, Illinois. On Tuesday night, Rittenhouse can also be seen on cell phone video, hanging out with other men who also had guns on display. At least one group encouraged such individuals to show up at Kenosha to protect property and support law enforcement. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says he's been getting questions about whether the men were working with authorities. He says absolutely not. But he adds that on Tuesday, before the shooting, someone caught him asking about deputizing citizens to help keep the streets safe. He says no.
Once I deputize somebody, they fall under the Constitution of the state of Wisconsin. They fall under the county of Kenosha. They fall under my guidance. They have to follow my policies. They have to follow my supervisors. They are a liability to me and the county and the state of Wisconsin.
One way law enforcement says it's working to help protect people and property is by upping the curfew by an hour. Now, instead of 8 p.m., curfew is at 7 p.m. It's expected to remain in place at least through Sunday. Also on Wednesday, Governor Tony Evers asked for more National Guard members and federal agents to be deployed to Kenosha. President Trump tweeted that he will help restore law and order to the city. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.